Hey everybody, it's your local psychologist here, Psych Chrissy. Welcome to the Well AF podcast, where all of your health and wellness is delivered in a no BS manner. Before you wreck yourself, yeah. Come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health. Hey everybody, Psych Chrissy here. Welcome to another episode of Well AF. It's number 5 and we're talking about self-comparisons. Yep, you heard me right. That real pain in the butt kind of process that we go through when we start to probably feel quite bad about ourselves. Those stingy self-comparisons where we sit there wondering why we aren't as good as others, or we don't have as much as others, or we aren't able to do something like other people. And I don't know about you, but it is a tricky sort of experience because often it leads to us feeling like we're just not good enough when we engage in that type of self-reflection. So what is self-comparison? Where does it come from? So it's based on the social comparison theory, which is that commonly as humans, we often evaluate how we stack up against other people. Now, for some people, it can be a helpful thing to do. It can be motivating. It can be, oh, you know, I need to get my shit together because Joe Bloggs is, you know, able to do this at this level, or, you know, so sometimes it can be positive to self-compare, but for a lot of time it is an unhelpful experience. It does breed a lot of negativity. Unfortunately, it leads to high levels of dissatisfaction. It can lead to low self-esteem, feelings of incompetence. It can lead to insecurity, you know, all of the uncomfortable emotions, shame, guilt, depression, because we often sit there looking at others wondering, you know, why aren't we able to do that? Or why can't we achieve like that? Or why aren't we functioning like that? So it can be very, very demotivating to sit there and watch other people live in life in the way that they live it and then wonder why we can't do the same. Now, why is it? You know, it can be a really awful thing to do. And like I said, some of the impacts of that can be quite upsetting to people. You know, it can lead to all kinds of emotional fluctuations and feelings of low self-esteem. So, you know, why do we do it? How do we fix it? I think that, you know, to enable ourselves to become more focused, I suppose, on our own self-development, we've got to be mindful that when we do compare ourselves with others, we effectively become disconnected, or it leads to feelings of disconnection, because it can be quite isolating to sit there and go, you know, why aren't I functioning in the same way as Joe Bloggs over there? And it leads to a disconnect. And unfortunately, as humans, we do have this innate desire to be connected to other people. We want to be accepted. We want to be a part of something. We want to be, you know, feeling like we belong. But when we self-compare, we effectively set ourselves apart from the crowd. And that's why it can become such a damaging experience, because, you know, we feel isolated and not part of it and rejected and all of those really difficult emotional experiences because we're becoming disconnected when we start to engage in those self-comparisons. So what do we do about it? How do we cut it out? You know, because it can be difficult, you know, particularly, it's funny, you know, when we're in gyms and stuff, or we're in training programs, or, you know, we run mind-body boot camps at the Wellness Center. And one of the biggest challenges that we have in managing the participants as part of that program is getting them to stop the self-comparisons, getting them to just run their own race, you know, to stack themselves up only against themselves, because we find that when they start engaging in those self-comparisons, it becomes a very defeating cycle, and it leads to them disengaging in their change process. It leads to quite a bleak outlook and feelings of hopelessness and all of that sort of stuff. So we are big on teaching people in our wellness and our self-development programs that the self-comparisons have got to go. So first step, what do we do? we've got to be aware when we're doing it. You know, sometimes it can just be this process that, unfortunately, when we treat ourselves in an unhelpful way or we talk negatively, we always bloody realise when it's too late, when we're starting to feel down or we're starting to disengage or we're starting to feel not as motivated as we were before. So it's about getting really savvy about recognising when we start to think in that way, because the more awareness we have, then the better able we're able to circuit break that experience. So we might call ourselves out on it. We're like, oh, hang on a minute. You know, I'm starting to compare myself to Joe Bloggs over there and I really need to stop it because I know where this goes. You know, I just go on this downward spiral and it leads me to nowhere and it stops me from getting to where I need to go and I really need to stop it. What can I do differently? So self-awareness and being able to recognize when you're starting to engage in that way of thinking is very, very important to being able to circuit break it, stop it, and redivert your attention or your focus as far as your thinking goes on other more pleasant or helpful ways of thinking. The other thing that I find really helpful is trying to get people to focus on individual differences. And in fact, anytime we compare ourselves to others, we're in fact comparing apples to oranges. As humans, we're so freaking complex. We're never the same. We have different personalities. We have different nuances. We have different emotional experiences and physical capabilities and emotional capabilities. And how the heck do we ever compare ourselves to one another when we are such complex and individualized little machines? You know, so it's really important that we're going, why aren't I running as fast as Susie? Or why aren't I getting to the gym at 6 o'clock in the morning like, you know, Ruth over there? That we just need to accept that the complexity of being a human means that we're totally different to one another. So we got to remember that, peeps, you know, that when we start comparing ourselves to other people, it's pretty much the same as apples versus oranges. So we need to just cut that out. The other thing that I try and remind my clients is I go, you know what, Susie, if you can sit there investing so much energy in your self-comparisons and treating yourself in an unkind way, why don't we divert some energy to actually engaging in more helpful strategies and more kind ways of treating yourself and more positive ways of thinking? Because it's so funny, you know, people will often, you know, invest so much emotional energy in mistreating themselves or thinking of themselves in a negative manner that if they just reshifted some of that energy to things that were more positive and more productive and led to better outcomes, they would actually start to feel a whole lot better about themselves. So sometimes recognizing that, you know, utilizing and wasting energy on, you know, negative self-talk and self-comparisons and things that just don't get us to where we need to go has got to stop. You know, we've got to balance that out. We've got to recognize that it's a fruitless exercise, diverting already strapped emotional resource to things that are just not going to get us anywhere at the end of the day. So there we go, guys. Another episode of Well AF. I hope you loved it. I hope you're going to stop those self-comparisons and realize that they really are just not helpful and they're not going to get you to where you need to go. So cut it out, guys. Stop those self-comparisons. On the next episode of Well AF, I'm going to dig right in to personalizing. What is that you wonder, personalizing? It's that feeling like, you know, everything's about you, everything's targeting you, and you just can't seem to catch your break. So stay tuned for that episode, guys. It's going to be a corker, and I can't wait to share that episode of Well AF with you guys. I will chat to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.